Blog Talk Radio.
Meet Allison, teammate at Truist Bank.
Hi.
She was born to care, and she always had your back.
You could say that.
Like that time back in the mid-'80s when she spotted Stacy Kaminsky with her new perm, and a car was coming, about to hit a puddle. So Allison jumps in front of the splash just in time to protect Stacy's fresh curls.
Look, I had to do it. A wet perm just doesn't work.
Today, Allison's a teammate at Truist, the bank that starts with care. When you start with care, you get a different kind of bank. Learn more at truist.com/care. Truist Bank, member FDIC.
You're listening to Victory Network Radio Station, where we're transforming the nation with the Word of God, with our host, prophetess, Sherita Berry.
Someone you know has a prayer request, we do have a 24-hour prayer voicemail where you can call in, leave your name and your prayer request, or if you desire one-on-one prayer for someone to call you back to pray with you, you can call and leave your name and your contact number, and someone will call you back to pray with you. And that number is 641-715-3900, 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Once again, our 24-hour voice messaging system is 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Or if you're unable to call into that number, you can always leave an email your prayer request, and that number and that email address is SheritaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. SheritaBrayMinistries@Outlook.com. To God be the glory. Welcome to today's podcast. We give God a praise, glory, and honor on today, for truly this is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in him. Glory to God. I'm going to do a little bit different on this morning. I'm going to start out reading everything in red in the New Testament. And the reason why, because everything in red was what Jesus Christ, the Messiah, was speaking. Glory to God. A few years back, I remember someone told me to read everything in red. I started out doing it, but I stopped. And now I'm getting back to it. And I want to share with everyone on the podcast on this morning. Glory to God. I will also be writing a little booklet or pamphlet or ebook with everything in red that Jesus spoke, so everyone can read. Glory to God. And just want to encourage us on this morning to be encouraged and stay encouraged, for God is still in control. Glory to God. He's a promise keeper. His promises are yea and amen. He's the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Glory to God. Hallelujah. His word that he spoke over you is shall and it will come to pass, for the work that he started in you, glory to God, he shall complete it until the end. So we're going to read everything in red, starting in the New Testament. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Suffer it to be so now, for thus it becometh us to fulfill all righteousness. It is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out the mouth of God. It is written again, that thou shalt not tempt the Lord thy God. Get thee hence, Satan, for it is written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shalt thou serve. Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. To God be the glory. Blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you, and shall say all manners of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven. For so persecuted they the prophets which were before you. Ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt have lost his savor, wherewith shall it be salted? It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under foot of men. Ye are the light of the world. A city that is set on a hill cannot be hid. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a candlestick. It gives light unto all that are in the house. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works and glorify your Father which is in heaven. That think not that I am come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth passes one jot or one little shell in no wise pass from the law, till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these just least commandments and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven. For I say unto you, that except your righteousness shall exceed the righteousness of the scribes and Pharisees, ye shall in no case enter into the kingdom of heaven. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old times, thou shalt not kill, and whosoever shall kill shall be in danger of the judgment. But I say unto you, that whosoever is angry with his neighbor, brother, without a cause, shall be in danger of the judgment. And whosoever shall say to him his brother, Raca, shall be in danger of the council. But whosoever shall say, thou fool, shall be in danger of hell fire. Therefore, if thou bring thy gift to the altar, their remembrance that thy brother has aught against thee, leave thee thy gift before the altar and go thy way. First be reconciled to thy brother, and then come and offer thy gift. Agree with thy adversary quickly, whilst thou art in the way with him, lest at any time the adversary deliver thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou cast into prison. Verily I say unto thee, thou shalt be no means come out thence, till thou hast said the uttermost fathering. Ye have heard that it was said by them of old time, thou shalt not commit adultery. But I say unto you, that whoever so look on a woman and to lust after her has committed adultery with her already in his heart. And if thy right eye offend thee, pluck it out and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members shall perish, and not that they whole body shall be cast unto hell. And if thy right hand offendeth thee, cut it off and cast it from thee. For it is profitable for thee that one of thy members shall perish, and not that they whole body shall be cast into hell. It has been said, whosoever shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. But I say unto you, that whoever so put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, causes her to commit adultery, and whosoever shall marry her that is divorced committed for adultery. Again, ye have heard that it has been said by them of old times, that thou not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thy oath. But I say unto you, swear not at all, neither by heaven, for it is God's throne, nor by the earth, what is his footstool, neither by Jerusalem, for it is the city of the great king. Neither shalt thou swear by thy hand, because thou canst not make own hair white or black, canst not make one hair white or black, but let your communication be yea, nay, for whatsoever is more than these cometh of evil. Ye have heard that it has been said, an eye for an eye, and a tooth for a tooth. But I say unto you, that ye resist not evil, but whosoever shall smite thee on thy right cheek, turn to them the other side. And if any man will sue thee at the law and take away thy coat, let him have thy cloak also. And whosoever shall compel thee to go a mile, go with him. Give to him that asketh. Thee. And from that would borrow of thy turn, not thy way. Ye have heard that it has been said, thou shalt love thy neighbor and hate thy enemy. But I say unto you, love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you, that ye may be the children of your Father which is in heaven. For he maketh his sun to rise on the evil and on the good, and sendeth rain on the just and on the unjust. For if ye love them which love you, what reward have ye? Do not even The Republicans the same. The publications the same. And if ye salute your brethren only, what do ye more than others? Do not even the publicans so. But ye therefore perfect, even as your Father which is heaven is perfect. And we're going to end right there. And we're going to come back later on this morning and continue where we left off as we're reading everything in red, which everything in red in the New Testament is what Jesus Christ was speaking to the disciples and to the multitude when he was teaching. To God be the glory. Hallelujah.
I see you in church, and you think it's enough, as you scarcely speak my name. It's all you have to give. My spirit's been gone from your heart for so long that your ears can't hear what my prophet says. You're standing on the edge of time. As this aches and years, my signs are clear to see. Your stone cold heart clouds your every thought and keeps you away from me. Seek me with all your heart. Wars and bombs as the nation's flesh arms is just a push away. Don't ignore to pray. Eternity's fast, and the die that's cast is just a breath away. These are the last days. Still you sleep. Future so grand, a million years seems a short span, living in my life. Beauty on a scale, your imagination fails to comprehend, made for to redeem. Peace and love, and a heaven above, free. A future so bright without a single flaw. There's no struggle in that world. Take my hand while you still can. I'll restore you.
Wake up, my child.
To God be the glory. This is part two as we continue our reading in the New Testament. We're reading everything that is in red because those are the words that Jesus spoke. Either he was ministering to his disciples or he was ministering to the multitude of people. Glory to God, wherever he went, glory to God. So we're continuing our reading on this morning. To God be the glory. We give God praise, all glory, and our honor in the name of Yeshua HaMashiach. So those that will have your Bibles, you can follow along with me as we start out in the book of Matthew. Glory to God. In the name of Jesus. We're on Matthew's 6th chapter. To God be all the glory. Take heed that ye do not your aims before men to be seen of them. Otherwise, ye have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Therefore, when thou doest thy alms, do not second a trumpet before thee, as the hypocrites do in thy synagogues, and in the streets, that they may have glory of men. Verily I say unto you, they have their reward. But when thou doest alms, let not thy left hand know what thy right hand doeth, that thy alms may be in secret, and thy Father, which seeth in the secret, himself shall reward thee openly. And when thou prayest, thou shalt not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men. Really I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou prayest, enter into thy closet, and when thou hast shut thy door, pray to the Father which is in secret, and thy Father which seeth in secret shall reward thee openly. But when ye pray, use not vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Be not ye therefore like unto them, for your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before ye ask. And this manner, therefore, pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. For if ye forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive you your trespasses. Moreover, when ye fast, be not as the hypocrites of the countenance, for they disfigure their faces, that they may appear unto men to fast. Verily, I say unto you, they have their reward. But thou, when thou fastest, anoint thy head and wash thy face, that thou appear not unto men to fast, but unto thy Father, which is in secret. And thy Father, which seeth in secret, shall reward thee openly. Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust do corrupt, and where thieves break through the seal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break down through nor steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. The light of the body is thy eye. If therefore thy eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thy eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thine be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, For either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. Ye cannot serve God and mammon. Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what ye shall eat or what ye shall drink, not yet for your body, what ye shall put on it. Is not thy life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather unto rams, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much better than them, than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for remnant? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you, that even Solomon in all his glory was not straight arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith? Therefore take one thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewith shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto thee. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. To God be all the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Judge not that ye be judged not. That ye be judged not. Not judge. For with that judgment ye judge, ye shall be judged. And with that what measure ye might, it shall be measured to you again. And why beholdest thou the mote that is in thy brother's eye, but considerest not the beam that is in thy own eye? Or how wilt thou say to thy brother, let me pull out the mote out of thy eye, and behold, a beam is in thy own eye? Thou hypocrite, first cast out the beam out of thy own eye, and then shalt thou see clearly to cast out the mote out of thy brother's eye. Give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Ask it, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Or what man is there of you, whom if his son asks bread, will he give him a stone? Or if he asks a fish, will he give him a serpent? If you then being evil, know how to give food gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father which is in heaven give good things to them that ask of him? Therefore, all things whatsoever ye would that men should do to you, do ye even so to them. For this is the law and the prophets. Glory to God. Enter ye into the saint's gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. Beware of false prophets which come to you in sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are ravening wolves. Ye shall know them by their fruit. Do men gather grapes and thorns, or figs of thistles? Even so good every thing bringeth forth good fruit, but a corrupt tree bringeth forth evil fruit. A good tree cannot bring forth evil fruit, neither can a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit. Every tree that beareth not fruit, forth good fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. Wherefore by their fruit ye shall know them. Not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall ye enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, 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 have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name has cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonders and works? And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken unto him a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and the beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings in mind of mine, and doeth them not, shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the flood came, and the winds blew, and the beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. Glory to God. And we're going to stop right there. So this is part two. When we come back on tomorrow, we'll be part three, still in the book of Matthew's. We will be on chapter 8 as we continue reading those words in red. And all the red writing is what Jesus spoke. Some Bibles don't have it in red. Some do, some don't. But if you have a King James Version, it has it in red. To God be the glory. And you can just follow along with us. If you do not have a Bible, you can go to www.BibleGateway.com and type in Matthew's 8th chapter. As we come back on tomorrow, we'll pick up where we left off at. May the peace and blessings of the Lord be with you and your family on this morning. Thank you for tuning in for part two on this morning as we continue reading in those in the Word of God, the New Testament. Everything in red is what Jesus spoke to the disciples or to the multitude of people when he was going from town to town preaching the Word of the Father. Glory to God. Know that God is with you. Know that he loves you unconditionally. Begin to trust in him, lean not to your own understanding, but in all your ways acknowledge God in this season and in this hour. To God be all the glory.
When you are sick, injured, or experiencing an urgent medical problem, the last thing you want to do is leave your home to find care. Now, thanks to Dispatch Health, you don't have to, because Dispatch Health brings the power of the hospital to the comfort of your home. That's right. Receive same-day high-quality care from expertly trained medical professionals in the comfort and privacy of your home. Just call or click, and Dispatch Health comes to you, able to treat common to complex issues, including infections, flu, pneumonia, migraines, dehydration, UTIs, COPD, COVID-19, and much more. It's really that simple. Go to dispatchhealth.com to learn more. And now, Dispatch Health has advanced capabilities to deliver IV fluids and even take x-rays in the home. It's really that powerful. Plus, they're affordable and in-network with most health insurance plans, including Medicare and Medicare Advantage. So the next time you're sick or injured, stay home, stay safe, and let Dispatch Health come to you.
tell more about Jesus. Ooh, teach us all his word. I was out beyond the count of three when I came to Jesus lived in me. He said to her, I've been in many churches that left that message out of their searches. Oh, tell more about Jesus. Ooh, teach us all his word. A third of his word about the days we live in. Craziest thing I've heard. They say create a lot of fear. We don't allow fearmongers to speak around here. We teach how to have your best life now. How's that going to work with tribulation now? Oh, tell more about Jesus. Ooh, teach us all his word.
I pray that you have been blessed by today's message. If you have a prayer request, you can email SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, SharitaBrayMinistries@outlook.com, or you can reach us by calling 641-715-3900, extension 884230#. Know that God loves you unconditionally. Know that we are so excited for your future. May God richly bless you and your household. Be blessed.